time it was when the days ran slow and an hour seemed forever. Ah, we were immortal then, high on the wings of youth, and a man of 50 summers seemed old and past the point of no return. For having been decreed by a god unknown that we would live forever, we just accepted that that was the way of things. And like Columbus, we climbed on board a journey each day to see where it would go, careless of the edges of the world, but not afraid to dare. There was magic, a real magic in those far-off days. Sometimes so real that it hurt to the touch, like the blinding white of a first snowfall, blanketing the dark satanic edges of the town with silence. Love was the bedrock on which we grew, and love sustained us. The first love, the sharpest pain of all, that still fills your soul with the sweet aching memories of how it was. Memories. Each new generation questions the last and finds it wanting. We tore down the walls, kicked over the traces, and the world looked good. Now I wonder, has it not all gone too far? Too fast. We shall never know this time around. For from the earth we came, and to the earth we must return. But stifle the dreamer, erase sweet memory, and you have dealt a mortal blow to the soul.
Born in the north lands of England, where the hills of Mire rise and riding shotgun in the rain, blowing cold down the green fields of Eden. Knee high and growing, life was hard and sweet. Just enough to be on a none left over. And the old man walked the frozen hills with his dog and the farmer's eye for a land we call the green fields of Eden. The old house was a refuge, a sentinel in stone. Been there for as long as folks remember. Ravaged by the bitter wind that cut down to the bone, she stood alone in the green fields of Eden. And you can tell it to the wise men, you can mention it to fools. The old ways are losing their direction. Some are beached up on their feet and far away on a city street. Who gives a damn about the green fields of Eden? Silver sailing moon, the old men worked the land as was their custom. When the toiling days are done, you know they'd hand on to the sons to carry on down the green fields of Eden. No one quite remembers it all went wrong. No one gonna be quite sure for certain. But politicians, they got ears, but the truth lies in arrears, and they're deaf to the voice of the people. And it was money bought the birthright, money came to stay, stealing like a thief through the heartlands. For the working farm is still, and there's silence on the hill. It's a house in the country for the banker. And the big men give the reasons where the little dogs make the rules. Might I just suggest one word of warning? When the going it gets rough and some people have had enough, watch out for storm clouds on your new day dawn. It fed our children. Tears of joy stained the sky, and our sorrows bled the earth. We never knew there'd come a time when it was over. Well, that's my story, and now that it is done, spare a thought for the ghosts upon the mountain. All the sons have left the land, never to return. A land we call the green fields of Eden. A land we call the green fields of Eden. A land we call the green fields of Eden.
Is the way of things. The old order cannot stand forever unmoving. All that goes around comes around, as indeed it must. For is it not written on the wind, the nameless voices of ages past? But change, only for the sake of change, goes nowhere. It is the last resort of those whose wells of inspiration have run dry. Look over your shoulder, pilgrim. Rest a while and consider on what ground you stand. The road winds where it will, for it has no master. Heed the still small voice and aim. Not for the sky, my friend. Just follow your footsteps down to the plain, and maybe you will find sometimes the best way forward is back.